there is a guy here, you'll never forget him. His name is Tim Freed. He is a man who lived in Wisconsin and had a fascination with snakes and spiders and owned numerous venomous snakes. Well, he was bitten by one of the venomous snakes many years ago and decided to wait it out. He didn't
call for help.
Did not call for help and was fine. And it was like a venom, like a mamba bit him. And he was okay. And he thought to himself, I must have something in my blood because I
should be dead.
I wasn't fazed by the black mamba bite. And he owned a black mamba. So out of simple curiosity after that, he began letting cobras and other snakes bite him.
His own?
His own, yeah, he owned them, and he let the cobras and the mambas and such bite him, and eventually decided, I got to call somebody on this because I'm not feeling the effects like I should be of these snake bites. Now,
maybe I'm magic?
He thought he was special in some way. He's lost a finger. One got him in the finger when he wasn't suspecting, and they had to remove the finger. Other than that, he's been pretty good.
I picked the most dangerous ones in the world: black mambas, taipans, cobras, crates, coral snakes, rattlesnakes. I take it out, and I basically let it bite my arm. And the reason I do that is for shock value, to bring awareness for snake bite. Hmm. I wasn't looking to be a YouTube star or anything like that. It's all about the science for me, 100%. And when I was doing it, I sat back after about a year and just realized that people die from snake bite, and I wasn't dying. So at that point, I decided I have to reach out to every scientist on the planet.
One of them took his call.
And hello, yes, I'm immune to snake bites.
All right.
Venomous snakes have no power over me.
I've sent you a video of a mamba biting my arm. Did you get it? Did you get it? You get it?
Oh, it's that snake loon on line two again.
I'm willing to be bit by snakes in front of anyone.
Okay.
He has a. It's hard to watch. He's got.
Oh, yeah. I saw the story.
You see that? He takes these mambas out of their cages and they bite him right in the forearm. Mm. He puts them back.
One strike and done?
Two or three.
Yeah.
He'll be like, bye. Mm-hmm. Bite me a couple.
Jeez. Yeah. And you can tell they hate him.
Oh, that's.
I hate him. They bite with authority.
Just once.
Yeah.
Once.
One of us one day is going to get you.
Oh, man. Tommy took your finger, but I'm taking the rest of you. Here's one of those scientists who said, yeah, we can use his blood.
So Tim basically created a procedure that allowed broad recognition of many, many different toxins. And that recognition allowed him to be protected from snake bites. And what we're hoping to do is take that same protection, but not have to have everyone undergo 18 years of immunization and snake bites ultimately, but instead isolate and identify the best antibodies, or we can combine with small molecules to create anti-venom from Tim's amazing blood.
His amazing blood.
What?
You heard it?
Come on, Mr. Scientist.
His amazing blood allows us.
Speaking a language we can understand, Mr. Scientist.
They're talking about using his blood as some sort of anti-venom. And he says, again, I never set out to do this. I didn't want to be the guy on YouTube. It's just what chose me.
And I had no antivenom. I worked with no doctors. I just had so much confidence in what I was doing to where I didn't want to back up. And if I failed and I died, then I died. I mean, it was that simple. It became a lifestyle, actually.
Still doing.
Sounds like it.
Got bit a couple times and thought, I can do some good here.
I'm not dying.
Okay. Is it possible there is something in his blood or something? Because the only thing I thought is there are, you know, people talk about like black widow spiders,
mm-hmm.
for example. Some people get bit by a black widow, and we've taken calls on this, you know,
mm-hmm.
they have to go to the ER. They have to get skin removed from where the bite. And other people say, I was bit, swelled up, nothing really bad happened.
No big deal.
And I just don't, is there a genetic makeup to him?
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe. I mean, at first I thought, well, did he get bit three or four times, so he built up some sort of tolerance to it. But he says from first bite on, it didn't affect him like it affected others.
Yeah.
To be drawn to those snakes, mm-hmm. and to be the guy who appears to be somewhat immune to the venom,
mm-hmm.
what are the odds?
Stunning. Biggie.
This is how you get comic book villains.
Well, yeah.
Or heroes.
Yeah, he'd be Snake Man.
Yeah.
How many people per year worldwide die from snake bites?
3,500.
I'm going to go lower.
110,000.
Come on.
A year? I had to read that.
How many is that a week?
It says, according to the World Health Organization, 110,000 people die from snake bites every year. That sounds like 2,000 a week to me.
2,000 a week?
That's worldwide. That's what. That's,
Where?
Well, I bet.
Africa. I think
Africa, Australia.
I don't think it's racist.
I argue that.
No, it is. It is. You know damn good and well where the snake's at. Australia.
Oh, I was going to say Africa.
Well, I said I say Australia number one. Number two, I'd say Africa.
I say Africa number one because I don't.
Okay, now that's racist.
My son said yesterday, if you could be any other race, and I said black. I mean, without even finishing, I just said black. And they were like, what about Chinese? I was like, we can't have this conversation.
This is very uncomfortable.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're out in public.
I'm very, very uncomfortable right now. Here's the reason I think.
What about Chinese? Quiet your voice.
We were at a Mexican restaurant. He goes, well, if you could be any other race, and I said black, and he's like, no.
Did you whisper it?
I did. Black, please be quiet. So here's what I think. Like, you hear of a lot of people dying of malaria in Africa.
Yes.
I think when someone is bitten in Africa, it's difficult to get in some regions.
They don't have access to the same healthcare that we do, for
exactly,
sure.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Now, Australia, I think, is more developed and has more access, even though they probably have deadlier snakes. It may be Australia. But
we haven't even talked about South America.
There too. There's a lot of
in the Amazon
venomous snakes.
Oh man,
snakes in South America. You're right. I would think North America has the fewest because I don't know that Canada has that many snakes.
And of course, India is where the cobras are.
Well, exactly. And there's Asia. That's right. Be a good question. What continent has the most deaths from snake bite per year? Jimmy, you've been bitten by a venomous snake. Please fill us in.
Well, at one point I owned about 32 venomous snakes. Mm-hmm. In Guilford County, they are legal. You just got to follow some regulations. And I was being very stupid. You know, I feed my snakes. I fed one 3 rats. Mm-hmm. And when it had a rat in his mouth, I mean, it was engulfed in his mouth. I was like, there's no way this thing could bite me. I was an idiot, and I grabbed it by the tail. It swung by and actually bit me in the finger.
Oh.
And I leaned back, and I looked at my wife, and I said, I think he bit me. And then she grabbed my hand and looked at my finger, and you could see the blood coming from one of my fingers. And we went to the living room, and I sat down, and I was holding on to my hand, and she was calling a bunch of my friends that actually deal with snakes. And they say, well, 50% of the people that get bit by a puff adder pass away, so you need to get them to a hospital right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to go. I'm going to wait till either I start seeing swelling or something. Then, if so, then I'm going to go. After about an hour and a half, I realized, you know what? That snake gave me a dry bite, which is he bit me but didn't inject any venom. And I was like, okay, let's get back to work. I'm alive. But I've had a great respect for them after that.
I should say.
The puff adder.
What a story. Puff adder, dry bite. Wow.
Hospital wouldn't have really been that great anyways. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your pain? I just got bit by one of the most venomous snakes in the world.
Thank you, Jimmy. Man, that's pretty scary. I would have raced to the hospital immediately. I wouldn't have waited.
Yeah.
He waited for it.
Which you think tastes better to the snake? A rat or a human hand?
Rat.
Oh, yeah.
The ground beef versus filet?
Rat. I go rat,
yeah.
Don't you think?
And that's what they're born to eat.
I do. Yeah. I say rat.